Romans chapter 8. And this is session 3 of 5 sessions. And we're covering verses 18 through 25. Verses 18 through 25. And this one is entitled Adoption. Adoption. So let's read the passage. And to get the context, we're going to start with 17. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer, I'm going to try to clarify that in a minute, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility or frustration, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groaning inwardly as we await eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now, there's an important point which comes up in verse 17, leading to verse 18. Now, this is sometimes misunderstood. Now, we are joint heirs with Christ, and at the time Paul was writing, great suffering was to come upon the church. And also, verse 17 includes the phrase, provided we suffer. Now, the word provided and verb tense in the Greek does not imply that we have to suffer to please him. The phrase means, if so be, or if it happens. So don't go looking for suffering. Take it from me, as you age, it will happen in just the measure he has planned for you. Now let's move on to verse 19 through 23 and realize that all creation, meaning you, me, the world, the galaxy, yes, the whole universe, are under a curse. This is because of Adam and Eve's sin and the sin nature Adam passed on to everyone who ever lived or will live except for Jesus Christ himself. The result is that the universe is imperfect and can't meet the goal and purpose God planned for it. Also, this means that everyone starting with Adam and leading to you will die, no exceptions. Okay, I know that a few holy and righteous men in the Old Testament were translated without dying. But for the rest of us and the universe as a whole, we are frustrated and unable to meet what God expects. So in hope and by faith, we await the resurrection of that state which existed at creation. This is called redemption. We trust by faith that he is coming again to restore all believers and all creation to that perfect condition which pleases him. So, Father, how glorious and exciting and energizing it is to think of what it will be like when you come again the second time and you restore creation and you restore mankind and you restore your children. You give us new bodies, new existence, a new sense of purpose with you forever. What a blessing that will be. What an encouragement that will be. What a wonderful thing that will be. We thank you and praise your name and hope in that, looking forward to it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.